I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:09, and it is time to win a pair of tickets to see Maroon 5 August 19th, 2020 at Shoreline Amphitheater. Be calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Oh, Corey gave up a seat for Ashley, I see. Get to talk to Ashley. Tickets for Maroon 5 with special guest Meghan Trainor go on sale tomorrow, Friday the 13th at noon at LiveNation.com. And we've had these tickets all week. We'll have them through tomorrow, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Call now. You need to let it go.
No.
Oh, I love payphone. I like moves like Jagger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's my favorite one. Actually, you know one I haven't heard for a long time is Harder to Breathe. Play that one tomorrow.
I can't even think how that goes.
It's getting harder and harder to breathe.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
We played this morning, She Will Be Loved, and I was like, oh, I remember that song. I liked it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been playing all the newer stuff, but they have so many great songs.
Mm-hmm.
There goes, it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
Whoa.
That's what they do.
Oh.
Hear the breathing?
Yeah. The number you're calling is the same number that you can text us to, 800-400-3697. Text us anytime.
Sure.
We'd love to hear from you guys.
Oh, my God, we love it.
Snack.
A
this is
snack.
Someone young sending this to the old people. Snack.
Okay, boomer.
As in looking hot or sexy, looking like a snack to eat.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't want to be a snack. I want to be an entree. Freaking snacking. It's snacking on me. Snack off.
Wow, you're hostile.
That just seems like such a terrible thing to say about someone. She's just a snack.
The kids
Urban
get it.
Dictionary
they like it.
Says a snack is someone who looks good at the moment.
Oh, see? No thanks.
Yuzi is right about tea. The gays have been using that for decades. Spill the tea, girl.
Heck yeah.
My coworker has been saying tea for years now. The gay community is hip. Before us all, apparently.
They are. Yeah. That is
LOL.
True.
Thank you, the gays.
Damn it.
Janet.
I can't talk to text with Vinny's big mouth on the radio.
Yeah, Vinny, your big mouth.
It's so true. Sometimes you think you're just going to talk to your phone and all of a sudden you're like, what are all these words? I'm like, oh, they're what the TV is saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
When I grew up in Pennsylvania in the 80s and 90s, we would have the Monday after Thanksgiving off of school because it was the first day of deer season. They still do that. Deer season's a thing in certain parts of the country, and it's just hunting's part of their culture. And so I don't like it. I don't understand it, but I get that other people, just the same way you would say, you're going to go in the ocean. It's 30 degrees air. 50 degree water, and you're going to go out there and ride waves. Mm. Yeah.
That's totally different. You're not killing anything.
Well, I just mean that for me, that's
perfectly part of your
normal
life, right.
And it's acceptable and it's what I love. For them, that's their thing.
Yeah. Let's go kill some cute things.
I don't know. I mean, I do know that one of the arguments for it is that they say they need to thin the deer or they will
there
end up
for sure
in front of your car.
The culling of the herd makes it a little easier. I say introduce wolves.
I'm just trying not to be judgmental. You do you.
I like to judge. I'm a hardcore judge. Da-da-da.
I'm 41 and my 11-year-old is a total Visco girl.
Oh, a Visco
They
girl.
Are into scrunchies, Vans shoes, Carmex lip balm. Basically, they are us. At their age, LOL.
Oh, that's a
you know who's
girl.
Got Vans shoes on right now?
Yuzi.
I do. Did you see it? Did you see them?
I didn't.
They're my new ones.
When did this happen?
Well, my cousin picked them out because she wanted them.
Oh.
So I bought them for her, and then I was thinking about them
What's
for a few days.
Girl?
Well, I got to talk first.
Oh.
And then I bought them for myself.
They're so cute.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Little leopard
they're a little
print.
Leopard on the side.
They are super cute.
I was going to say it's the first time I ever wore leopard, but I did have those panties.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. You showed them to all of us.
Yep. The second time I've worn leopard in my life.
You know, speaking of leopard, just as an aside, we got our rug in to the studio yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. And
is it leopard?
It's so boring. No. I wanted to do the leopard or this zigzag pattern that was on there and stuff. And John was like, let's not do that. Let's go. And he's, in the end, he'll be right. You know, it just would have been too busy. But, man, I looked at that big expanse of beige carpet and went, God, I wish that was leopard.
Boring.
Super bland.
Well, so then I tried his way first.
Well, it's, you know.
You'll get your way.
You know what that carpet says? Yacht rock happens here.
Oh, listen, it's not wrong. Yacht rock will happen. There'll be all kinds of genres of rock.
You got it your way, the studios, because you wanted it, right?
Well, he wanted it too. I mean, you know, he's as much into the studio as I am. He is the musician in the house.
Thanks, Sarah, for speaking out about Botox. Too bad the message it sends about yourself. Okay, that's worded, it's misspelled.
You know,
too bad the message it sends about our self-worth. Thank you.
I have to say, I'm also not on the prowl. I'm not on, I mean, I am on camera every day, but you know, I feel like only Vaughn watches me. It's like Vinny said, if I was in a totally different situation, maybe I would go for. I'm not trying to. I'm really actually. Of course, I'm judging you in my mind, but I'm not.
Thanks.
You know, not in a mean way, just in like a way. Do whatever you want. I can't say that I wouldn't do it if I was in some totally different. I watch those news people all the time, and it's funny because they get older, they get. That look, you know, and that's because they're on TV and I'm sure there's a real pressure to do it.
510 says way too much Survivor talk. Stop already.
No, we can never stop. We'll never stop never stopping.
It was interesting. I had to hear all about it.
So you don't even watch a show and you were okay with it?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Nah, nah.
it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I will donate 100 toys to Toys for Tots if you stop talking about Survivor.
Okay, we'll stop. We're stopping right now.
Do it. Get it done. Yeah.
But we're going to talk about it again next week. And then we won't talk about it until February when the next season starts up.
Late night between 9 and 12 is my personal time. After the kid is asleep and my husband is asleep, it's the time I get to watch the show my husband hates and eat ice cream I'm hiding in the freezer. Pluck my chin hair, do some extra work. I hate waking up early.
Yeah. I would totally live that way. John has his whole own secret life. You know, I go to bed at 7:30 and the kids are off doing whatever they're doing. And he's like, you know, he can do whatever he wants. I think that's great. And I think everyone should have that kind of time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice to have an hour or two to yourself every day.
I'm the same as Christina. I hate myself in the morning because, again, I stayed up until midnight at best. And now I'm a zombie. I would kill to be a morning person.
I know.
You are a morning. You're up every
day. I am not a morning person. I am up every day because that's what I have to do. But if this could be an afternoon show, I'd be down with that. Mm. Mm. Jane, watch out.
You know what's funny, though? If we did afternoons and I would do that, I would still be up at crack of dawn.
You're a morning person.
I'd go surfing every single day before anyone even was.
Well, you get bed sores if you're in bed at 7:30
right
in the morning. You know, I would if we did afternoons, I would sleep until at least noon and then begrudgingly get out of bed to take my to get ready and to come in here and do an afternoon show. And then I would stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning every day.
Start all over again.
So it doesn't really matter what I do for work.
I couldn't
or what time my job is.
Well, it would take me a long time to do that, but I would be dreading the whole morning, waking up, waiting.
That's why I wouldn't do it. I would wake up at the latest possible moment to get to work.
I got
to
wake up and get and do it.
Yeah, you are that person.
Come on. Most Apple employees don't drive to work. Apple has a fleet of 500 commuter coaches to transport their employees. Mm. Until you've actually driven past the spaceship at 5 p.m., do not judge the traffic.
All right.
Makes you sound judgmental without proof. Listen, let me tell you something.
Welcome to our world.
I'm sorry, I got to call BS on that. Anybody who lives in any neighborhood, as it grows, remembers what it used to be like
yep,
and
sir.
Bitches about the growth. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I do it all the time. Whether you live next to the spaceship or not. This used to be a quiet neighborhood.
Here's another one on that note. Traffic stinks now that the Apple campus is open. I'm a mile away in Santa Clara and no invite in those neighborhoods. And houses have not tripled in value, not even double. Houses here are already pricey.
Yeah, I mean, they've tripled in value since the 1980s, I guess. I don't know. Like, your grandma's house is worth three times what it used to be.
I know Vinny won't read this because it's about a musical, but Sarah, have you seen the full-length trailer for Cats? It's wonderful.
I have seen it, and
oh,
it does
good
look good.
Grief.
I think Corey Rosen is going to see Cats, and he's not on today, is he?
No.
Is he going to do one next week? I
don't
know.
We still have to settle what we're doing.
Right, exactly.
And I just don't know if we need to do that before the end of the year. We should.
And by the way, I should mention this real quick because I don't want to speak out of turn. For those of you who have very nicely written with questions about Hooman, ask him. He's on Instagram and he has Facebook.
Yep.
Write him directly because I'm not here to speak for him and I don't know the...
Well, the thing that it seems to be consuming him is this little girl that he's taking care of. This little girl, Leilani, he's very involved with her family, and she has some kind of rare cancer, and he's dedicated his life to it. Like, and apparently doesn't need to work. So that's...
But if you want to know, ask him directly.
Absolutely. Hooman TV at Instagram. Yeah,
or whatever, or our Facebook, or wherever. He's on there.
We're just trying to be understanding of everything that he's gone through in this last year, and that's, you know, he's a friend of ours, not just a coworker.
Just started listening, so I don't know if you mentioned it already. How crazy was Karishma's transformation at Tribal now that she's all cleaned up and put together?
About that. She looked beautiful.
Almost unrecognizable. Yeah,
I've always thought she was beautiful. I think she's got a beautiful face.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt those lips. Oh, my God.
Mwah. Oh, you would space invade her, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't, Vinny, because I'm not a space invader. But if she was like, hey, you want to make out? I'd be like, well, let me think about it for...
Oh, look at this. I'm out of time.
Oh, all right. We'll take a quick break and be back to say goodbye.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Boy, big show today. Tomorrow, the Marines are going to visit us.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come pick up all the toys. We have so many toys and fun things out in the green room out there. It's cool. I'm feeling super Christmassy. I don't know about you guys.
I'm
getting there.
Less than 2 weeks away.
Yes.
Oh my God. Woo! It's great.
Hey, how's the weather going to be in Florida during this time?
You know, it's cooler. It's certainly more bearable than the summer, but it's, you know, it's the same there all the time. It rains almost every day, and you know, but just for a little while, and the big cumulus clouds. It's going to be lovely. We're going to have a great time. We'll go out on the boat. We'll get caught in a storm. I'll be super scared.
Wear your life.
Don't worry, I will. Won't be any repeat of Costa Rica where I was like, hey, we don't even have life preservers on this boat, do we?
What are those?
Yeah, we don't even know what those are. So have a great day, you guys. I know I'm going to. We're getting as much done as we can today because my bass player's coming. We're rocking out this weekend. Slappy's back.
So is the mixing board going in?
No, so we're going to just bring, not yet, that's a whole nother thing, but we've got the room carpeted and we're bringing in the drums and we're going to be able to do a rehearsal there tomorrow, and then we'll play the show on Saturday.
All right.
It's a private show. If you know how to ask Danielle, you can go, but otherwise, so excited. So have a great day and we'll catch you back here on Friday. We are going to go do a secret show. And so you can find that around noon at RadioAlice.com.
We are.
Don't act like you didn't know that. Stop it.
Just a quick one. Just a quickie.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.